Silver Quicken Quest Club, Volume 2207, Stabilization, Quest Intro. "Watch out!" shouts Sonny. Gwen grabs your arm, and together you dive behind a boulder. Seconds later, a shooting star crashes into the ground where you had been standing and explodes. The boulder shakes, and the air fills with purple stardust.
"You okay?"
Gwen asks, struggling to her feet. Nodding, you brush stardust out of your hair as you spot Sonny, Oliver, and Sophia approaching.
"Did we have to give the troubleshooter back?"
you ask the others. "It was too dangerous to keep using it," replies Sonny. "The world is unstable enough already."
Sophia interrupts.
"Come on, we're going to be late for the big meeting."
"You are late."
"Way late!"
By the time you all enter the makeshift command center, a large tent covered with a massive deflector shield, the meeting is almost over.
"As I was saying," Mentor Zhu says, "we're just going to let Elgar Ashman go. After all this..."
"Who?" Sophia mouths.
"Intruder caused this mess,"
Oliver whispers back.
"We didn't let him go."
Merneith, the chief technical officer, replies to Mentor Zhu. "And we are not going to stop looking for him, but right now we must stabilize the Silver Quicken world." Behind Merneith, you see nothing but ocean in all directions. A squirrel runs along the edge of the tent, then disappears. Mentor Zhu turns to you.
"This is where we need your help."
Sonny steps forward.
"What can we do?"
"You must reset the Silver Quicken world."
Mentor Zhu explains that there's a failsafe server behind the school. It was on high ground, so it may not be under the new ocean.
"Get to the server and reboot it."
"Mission accepted," Gwen responds.
"Where's that submarine we heard about?"
"Damaged," says Mentor Zhu, "and stay out of the water. Use those."
She motions toward three winged horses in the grass near the edge of the new island.
"They have deflector shields like the one over this tent."
You head for the horses. As soon as you step outside, you see another shower of falling stars. Next step. Open puzzle packet number 1.